In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb. Good morning, Emily Ash Lamb.
Good morning, Steve Garner.
Have you finished all of your leftovers yet from your Thanksgiving?
I can't seem to throw them out, but I haven't eaten them all. But yeah, I'm having a hard time getting rid of them. But I don't know. It's like I'm having a love affair with my leftover.
I think they call it like separation anxiety. Something like that.
Because why do we only make this meal once a year?
I know. It's such a wonderful, glorious meal.
We do it for Christmas. Do you?
Oh. A turkey?
Mm-hmm.
No.
We have not every Christmas, but actually for the last like 10 that I can remember, we did a turkey and mashed potatoes, and it's really the cranberry is like my favorite, but yeah.
Well, I'm usually maybe a prime rib or something for Christmas, or maybe a ham, something like that.
Also
I don't know.
Popular, but yeah.
Some people do lasagna.
Mm. Yeah, that sounds good. Now I'm hungry again.
Wonderful to see you today.
We have a
great program planned for you. A little bit later in the show, we will meet a terrific woman named Monica Currier-Hazala, who is the guiding force behind the new Levant restaurant in Petaluma. But before we do that, we want to chat for just a few minutes about a really wonderful new model that's happening here in the North Bay called A Simple Gesture. And it's a way to donate food, and in co-working, well, actually the Redwood Credit Union has partnered with A Simple Gesture to provide a porch to pantry food drive model that is going to help fight food hunger here in the North Bay in San Francisco. And I didn't realize that the Simple Gesture started in Paradise, California, mm-hmm. which was amazing to me. I read up about this. I didn't know anything too much about it, but Matt Martin from the Redwood Empire Credit Union is joining us this morning to tell us a little bit more how we can participate in this, which is happening next Saturday, December 13th. Good morning, Matt. Thanks for joining Emily and me.
Yeah, good morning, Steve. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Yeah, I get to represent Redwood Credit Union, and I'm so honored to be on the show with you this morning.
So how did you align yourselves with the Simple Gesture?
You know, Steve, we have a long tradition of hosting holiday food drives. And really, at the end of the day, we feel very, very strongly at Redwood Credit Union that no one should have to choose between paying bills and putting food on the table. But as you mentioned at the top of the conversation, we're doing it a little differently this year because many food pantries face logistical challenges in getting those food collection barrels out to their respective communities. Wasn't going to be easy this year. So we saw that gap, and we knew that we needed to find a better way to keep donations flowing. So we took initiative. So we launching this Porch to Pantry food drive model, utilizing the nonprofit startup, A Simple Gesture, as you mentioned, and the technology to scale it into a community-wide solution. And it allows people and community members like ourselves to donate food right from our doorstep. It's really simple, it's powerful, and it's an easy way to give. It makes it all so much more accessible.
So how can we participate next Saturday?
Oh, wow. This is great. So this is so important, Steve. This is what we want to make sure that all our community members and listeners, your listeners, understand that folks can sign up to donate at any RCU branch in person or online at redwoodcu.org/holidaygiving. Let me repeat that one more time. redwoodcu.org/holidaygiving. And as you mentioned, donors can put their food in a bag or a box on their doorstep on this coming Saturday, December 13th. And volunteers will come by, pick up the food, and deliver it to food banks and other local pantries. Here in Sonoma County, it'll go to Redwood Empire Food Bank, of course. But as you mentioned, too, at the top of the conversation, we're doing this across the entire North Bay and San Francisco.
What a great idea. And anything shelf stable is okay. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right, Emily. Anything shelf stable. And boy, have we seen. So we've done one pickup so far. That was on November 8th. And we get this. We collected 15,000 pounds of food in a single day.
Wow.
In the eight counties that we serve, including San Francisco. And so we've been, as I mentioned, too, that we've been doing this for quite a while in terms of collecting food during the holidays. And we had been using the food barrels previously, too. Mm-hmm. For the last 7 years, the last 7 years of using the food barrels, we collected 13,000 pounds of food. So in a single day on November 8th, we overdid. We outstripped our prior baseline of bringing in poundage of food through the food collection barrels. So it's pretty amazing technology, a great solution, and we're really hoping that your listeners will help do even more on December 13th. So every bag, every box can make a difference.
So when all this food is collected, where does it go? Does it go to the Redwood Empire Food Bank, or where? How is it distributed?
Yeah, locally there in Sonoma County, it goes to the Redwood Empire Food Bank. And then the Redwood Empire Food Bank has all those distribution sites across our communities, and they have all these programs in place and volunteers in place if needed to make sure that it's getting out to those families and households who desperately need it.
Well, I like this idea because there's many people that would like to donate, but the idea of bringing heavy bags full of canned goods for a lot of people is difficult.
Yep.
And to load them and then unload them and bring them, they want to, but this makes it so much, reduces the barrier to giving.
It really does. It just, you know, because we know our communities, right? We know Sonoma County. We love to give back. We love to serve. This is who we are. It's part of our DNA as communities of Sonoma County, right? And so we know that there are people out there who know that there are folks in our midst who are hungry, who are fighting hunger right now, children and seniors, individuals, families, and they want to help. They just don't know how to. And so this just, you know, as you mentioned, Steve, reduces the barrier of, you know, the heavy bags or the heavy boxes. It makes it so much easier, just literally porch to pantry on your doorstep next Saturday, December 13th. Please do consider signing up on redwoodcu.org/holidaygiving. It would mean so much to our communities.
Okay. I don't think you can repeat the website often enough. Would you say it again, please? Slowly now.
For you, guaranteed. Absolutely. It is redwoodcu.org/holidaygiving.
Okay.
And then just a quick little recap. You go into the website, you get a QR code, and do you have to print something out to go on the bag, or you just sign up there and then you put a bag out and you're good to go?
Great, Emily. Thanks for that question. It's really simple. You go to the website, you find that QR code, you scan the QR code, and everything is digital. Everything is electronic. You sign up online. There's no paper need to be printed. You know, the volunteer then gets your address. The volunteer driver, that is, gets your address. They know where you are. They come by and pick it up, and they'll leave you another bag for next time.
Oh, nice.
Because we see this as not just a seasonal effort, because hunger doesn't stop, you know, at the end of the holidays. It continues on, right? And so you'll be left with another bag to be able to make another donation at the next pickup.
Great idea.
That's really great. It's wonderful that Redwood Credit Union is doing this, getting online with a simple gesture to make it easy to reduce the barrier to giving. Is there a minimum amount that someone has to come up with to participate if they only have like one bag of food or what?
That's absolutely fine, Steve. Yeah, every can, every box of pasta, every, you know, item that's shelf stable that a donor puts in that bag for another community member will make a difference. And so, no, there is no baseline in terms of what you need to donate.
Okay.
Every little bit will create impact in our community.
Great. Just, it's food-wise, non-perishable. Canned food, of course, would be great. redwoodcu.org/holidaygiving. Did I do good, Matt?
You nailed it, Steve.
I think that's like 10 times. That might be a record.
Well,
for how many...
come on now. Let's go.
But it's great. It's a worthy cause.
I'm
for
going
sure.
to go through my cabinet because we have food. It's not stale dated. It's not out of date. It's just we haven't used it.
Yep.
It's the great weekend to do this and get online and do this for next Saturday, the 13th of December. Thank you, Matt, for joining us and the good work that Redwood Credit Union is doing, partnering with A Simple Gesture to feed people that need feeding. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. Happy holidays to everyone.
You too.
You too.
Good to hear from you. Today, I want to be the first to wish you, Emily, a happy Microwave Oven Day.
Thank God. It's here. It's finally here.
I know it's been on your calendar. And the national, I'm on the list for the National Inventors Hall of Fame.
Oh.
Yeah, people that are.
What does that mean exactly?
It means people who are famous for inventing something, they set aside a day for them. So I got this last week saying, Steve, we're proud to celebrate inductee Percy Spencer, inventor of the high-efficiency magnetron in the 1940s. We're celebrating him, his birthday, and the contribution he made. It was a war effort initially.
Right.
And then they realized, there could be some residential commercial application for this. And he was working for Raytheon Company, and he found out that the chocolate bar in his breast pocket was melting. This is how he found
out. Is this right?
It's an absolutely true story. And he said, you know, maybe there's some commercial application to cook food with this. And in the late 40s, the first came out. It was, in today's dollars, probably $50,000. No one bought them.
Right.
Then in the 1950s, they lowered the price to like $2,000 to $3,000, which in today's was still $15,000, $20,000.
Right.
It wasn't until the mid-60s to early 70s that a number of different companies realized that the patents were expiring and that they could start to really put these in every home in America.
Isn't that interesting? That's so fascinating.
Well, now do you own a microwave? I assumed you do, but
I definitely do. I will say my dad never did.
But he did.
Well, I bought him one at the end, but he refused to use it.
No, he did.
Did he?
Well, we're talking about, of course, John Ash. In the 35 years I went over John's house and saying, you know, you ever think about getting a microwave? No, I will not get a microwave. He was adamant, and I told him all the great things I do with the microwave. It's just another tool. You don't need to really. It's a perfect place. You can't cook everything in it, but what it does and is designed to do, it does great. So I just preaching. I'm talking to the wall.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
Basically. So
I will say most chefs I know don't have microwaves.
Well, I think that's
their
problem. So anyway, one day I was over his house and in the kitchen, what? You have a microwave? And he said, "Yeah, Emily bought it for me." And I said, "Well, do you use it?" And he said, "Yeah, I do. I do. It's really good for." And he said, "Like heating up some of my rice."
It's heating up. Yeah.
But he said, "Yeah." I don't know why I resisted this long. It's a good tool.
It is a good tool.
So did you have one did you go to college and have one in your dorm room or anything?
I think we've had one as long as I can remember. I had one at in my mom's house. We had one. I've had one personally. And I also, like my dad, I'm kind of an all-day coffee drinker. Mm-hmm. And I like to have hot coffee, so it's really nice when
Doesn't
I can go
well?
Give it a quick minute in there. It's much more tasty.
So give your microwave a little love. I brought in my first microwave cookbook.
Oh my gosh, if you could see this. It's like, this is a tattered cookbook.
It's from 1983.
It looks it.
Here it is. Yep. It's called The Art of Microwave Cooking by Thelma Pressman.
Which has like a whole roast on there. It's got all kinds of...
Mrs.
Really...
Garner and I... bought this.
Okay.
And we bought it because we read the back and it said Thelma Pressman has spent 15 years in the world of microwaves. This is in 1983. So she was one of the first adopters in the late 60s.
Okay.
She served as a microwave columnist for Bon Appetit. She's a former associate director of the International Microwave Power Institute Journal.
Whoa.
Huh? And she's president and founder of the Microwave Cooking Center, the first microwave cooking school in the world.
That can't still exist, does
no,
it?
But no, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if Thelma still exists. But this cookbook, I had to show you this.
That is fascinating. Do you do actual cooking
we do.
Your microwave, or are you just reheating?
No, I do. I do vegetables. I
really?
Blanch vegetables.
Okay.
I steam vegetables.
Yeah.
Heat up honey. I use it all the time, so I don't have to dirty another pot on the stove.
Right. That
I'll
is
tell
nice
you,
part.
Once you started doing it and know its strengths, I think it's indispensable, at least for my kitchen.
And but a good one is worth it.
It is.
I have found, like, when I've had the cheaper ones, you're kind of like, it's taken, like, 3-4 minutes
That's
to heat
right.
up a cup of coffee.
But if you do diligence and you go, well, I can't crisp up my potatoes in here. There's certain things the microwave is not designed to do. But what it does very well. And I'd say there's probably 80 or 90% saturation now for people in the United States owning microwaves. So, happy microwave
Day. Happy microwave day.
Thank you. We'll be back after this.
I finally feel like myself again.
I hear Sarah's story all the time.
After years of putting everyone else first, kids, work, life, I felt deflated, emotionally and physically. I finally said yes to me.
For Sarah and so many others, we performed a simple, elegant breast lift. No implants, just her natural shape, beautifully restored.
Now when I look in the mirror, I smile. There's no exaggeration, just a happier me. Thank you, Dr. Tom.
Voted best cosmetic surgeon in Sonoma County 10 years in a row by the Press Democrat. And best cosmetic surgeon in Marin, Sonoma, and Napa counties by North Bay Biz Magazine. Dr. Tom sets himself apart by using local anesthesia, which means less post-op pain and faster recovery. His patients feel cared for because they are. Call 707-542-8346 or visit drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com.
Let's stay young together.
As winter embraces the north, ARS Roofing and Gutters is here to ensure your home stays warm, dry, and secure. ARS is your premier choice for winter roofing and gutter needs in Sonoma and Marin counties. Under the leadership of President and CEO Letitia Hanke, ARS is not just a roofing expert, it's a community-driven force. Did you know that Letitia Hanke founded the Lime Foundation? This nonprofit organization is making a real impact on the lives of our youth and seniors through programs like the Next Gen Trades Academy. The Next Gen Trades Academy introduces underserved and at-risk youth to alternative career paths in the trades, creating opportunities and transforming lives. But let's not forget about your winter roof needs. ARS is equipped for routine maintenance, repairs, and emergencies. Save our 24-hour hotline number, 707-584-5900. Trust ARS to keep you warm and dry year-round. More info at arsroofing.com. ARS Roofing and Gutters, your winter shield against the elements with a commitment to community.
DJ Sash and Glass is a full-service residential window and glass company. DJ's has served Sonoma County since 1960, and they're three generations strong. DJ specializes in custom shower doors. They'll get your window or shower door quote done and back to you within 48 hours. Add a touch of class to your glass. Call DJ Sash and Glass at 546-7344 for your shower door replacement. Wilgen Court in Santa Rosa, online at djsglass.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
So whenever any of my friends who are always telling me, you should go eat here, you should go eat there, and then when a number of them tells me, you really have to eat at this restaurant in Petaluma, I pay attention, and that restaurant is called Levant in Petaluma. Have you dined there yet, Emily?
I haven't yet, okay. So I'm so excited to try things.
Well, yeah. In the studio with us is Monica Courier-Herzala. Did I pronounce your last name correct?
Yes.
Did I do okay?
Herzala. Yes.
Second. And tell us the history of this restaurant. I know that there's another restaurant in San Francisco that you and your husband Art started called Frika. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I just want to say thank you for letting me be here before we get into anything else.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And Frika is still operating in San Francisco.
Correct.
And you recently, was it this summer or so, opened up Levant in Petaluma?
That's correct. July 15th was our first day.
So if I have dined at Frika, would I notice similarities and overlaps for the menu at Levant?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. I've taken care of that. What does Levant mean?
So Levant refers to, it's a geographic location. So it is the countries east of the Mediterranean Sea. So primarily our recipes come from Lebanon, Jordan, Palestine, and Syria.
So, and they have overlap as far as...
Absolutely.
If you've dined in one country, you'll see similarities in the other country.
Definitely.
Okay. There's some aromas that are...
I know. It looks
emanating.
So good.
This is so beautiful.
Thank you.
So you and Art are the founders of the restaurant. Do you have partners, I understand, also in the restaurant?
Yes, at Levant we do. So I can tell you how we came to be in Petaluma, if you'd like. So Art and I opened a Palestinian restaurant in San Francisco, August of 2021. Mm-hmm. It used to be a coffee shop that we had, and we had to close during COVID. During COVID, we remodeled. It had always been his dream to open a Middle Eastern restaurant, as he was born and raised in Jordan.
Perfect.
So we opened, and it's been doing well. My husband, Art, has a very good friend who lives in Petaluma, and the wife is from Petaluma. Oh. She's been here for a long time, Issa Masalam and Sahir Cassis. Mm-hmm. So Issa saw that the location Levant is in was going to be opening up. It used to be Roma's, an Italian restaurant. Yeah. He called my husband and said, Petaluma has nothing like what you serve at Frique. Please, let's partner. Bring your food to Petaluma. And that's how we ended up in Petaluma.
And so you have two other partners in Petaluma?
A married couple, yes.
A married couple. Yes. Oh, okay. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
And Frica, isn't that a grain?
It is. It's very similar to bulgur. It's cracked wheat. However, Frica is harvested when it's still young and green, and then it's smoked. So it has a nice earthy texture and flavor to it. So at Frica, all of our kebabs are served with frique rather than rice. At Levant, we use basmati rice.
Oh, so there's a little difference.
There is some difference, yes. We expanded our menu at Levant from the original frique menu.
Okay. Amazing. Please, you're here too, Emily.
Oh, no, I'm listening. I'm looking at everything. I mean, the menu, it really does. You're right. There's nothing like this in Petaluma that I can think even close. So I'm just so happy that you opened there. I can't wait to go in.
We can't wait to have you.
So where is it exactly?
So we are at 140 2nd Street, right across the street from the movie theater and the parking garage. So it's very convenient, right on the corner.
So are these, would you call these family style recipes?
Definitely. We always encourage dining family style. Flavors go really well together. Everything complements each other nicely. And the way we serve everything is very shareable.
So would these be recipes that Art grew up with?
Yes. So I can, I can tell you how the recipes came to be. I've been married to Art for about 25 years, but together about 30. So I was very unfamiliar with Middle Eastern food when we started dating. I knew nothing of nothing. And this was kind of pre-internet days, right? Like now you can watch videos, you can see TikToks, everything. It's at your fingertips. I went to Barnes & Noble and I bought a Middle Eastern cookbook.
Nice.
And
that's love, isn't it?
You're right.
Like,
and
I
would cook
guy.
For him and he would say, no, that's not like how my mom made it, you know? And he would try and tell me the flavor profiles that were missing or, you know, it needed to taste this way or that way. Well, after we got married, his mother came to live with us. She lives in Jordan. So she stayed a year with us, and I learned how to cook from her.
How cool.
So we had these conversations, very limited English, very limited Arabic, but we did it through food, right? We connected. And she cooks without recipes, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and that's how I like to cook as well. So she taught me to cook, and then I, in turn, taught Art how to cook when we opened Frica in San Francisco so that he could work with his chef and come up with actual written recipes.
Got it.
So they're definitely family recipes.
Oh, boy, what a wonderful, interesting trajectory how you knew nothing and then you learned a lot and then he didn't really know and then you taught him, but he's the one that's from the part of the world where the food comes from, so he could transmit this information to the chefs that were hired to cook this food.
That's exactly correct.
That. Wow. Yes. One of the things I heard on, or I read about on Yelp was that when you are there in the restaurant, that there's often stories about the food that will be told to you at your table about some of these recipes and how they came to be. Does that sound about right?
That does. Yeah. You know, it depends on who I'm serving, how busy we are. And, you know, not everybody wants to hear stories, so you have to kind of read your tables,
Absolutely.
The customers. But a lot of people love hearing about it, just because it's very unique.
It is. It's really unique. I mean, there's things in here that look like, oh, I've seen that before. But I mean, you have something with French fries, just but it looks like it's loaded with things
oh,
I have
so
never
good.
Had
Those
on
are
French
Levant fries.
Oh,
yes, we top them with feta, Kalamata olives, jalapeno oil, and then we serve it with ketchup and a sauce called Muthawama, which you'll try here in a little bit.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
So you do, I always think of this type of cuisine as heavy on lamb, which I love, and beef, but you do have vegetarian options too.
I'm vegetarian, so it's very important to me to have good offerings. Yes, we're very vegetarian and vegan friendly, gluten-free friendly as well.
Which is so nice, yeah.
Well, I'm sold.
I'm just can't stop looking at the food. So
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we take a quick 3-minute break? And the only reason I'm doing this is so that Monica has a chance to put some of the food on a plate for us to try. No, I do have to take a break. Our guest in the studio is Monica Curia-Azala. Did I do it right that time or
no?
You
did. Thank you.
And are you and Art are co-owners along with another couple who are from Petaluma?
Yes.
In Levant Restaurant in Petaluma. It's only been open, 6 months or so?
Not even six months. Yeah. And it will be 5 next week.
And it's a great blending of foods from the Eastern Mediterranean portion.
Correct.
Of the world, which would be Jordan and Lebanon and Syria and Palestine area. Maybe kind of parts of Turkey maybe in there, kind of?
Yeah, it depends on which website you look up what constitutes Levant, but there's so much crossover there.
Because the food is
there.
Very familiar to me because my wife and I have spent a couple times in Turkey, and so I do recognize some of this food. And also we were in Morocco, and some of this is kind of Moroccan, also Northern African, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting. Emily Ashlam is my dining partner today. and this is the KSRO Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Garner.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
The Cotati Farmers Market is proud to bring you the 10th annual Cotati Shop and Stroll, Saturday, December 6th from 11 to 5 on Old Redwood Highway in downtown Cotati. You'll find a vibrant marketplace with over 90 local artisans, farmers, and businesses, including restaurant-quality food booths, chocolates, bakeries, and handmade crafts. This family-festive event features live music, pictures with Santa, marble races at Heinz Signs, pony rides, and a chance to win raffle prizes with Passport Bingo. The Cotati Shop and Stroll takes place on Old Redwood Highway between East Cotati Avenue and Charles. This is a benefit for the Cotati Farmers Market, so the residents of Cotati have access to fresh local produce all summer long. The 10th annual Cotati Shop and Stroll, Saturday, December 6th from 11 to 5 on Old Redwood Highway in downtown Cotati. Sponsored by the City of Cotati, Recology, Stone's Throw, and Heinz Signs. Info online at ilovefarmersmarkets.org.
Are you sitting on the fence thinking the real estate market may have passed you by? It's not too late. In fact, it might be the perfect time to make your move.
We're finally seeing more inventory and lower mortgage rates here in Sonoma County. That means more buying power, more choices, more opportunities, and less competition.
Still wondering if buying makes sense? Consider this.
Real estate builds wealth. As the value of your home goes up and your debt shrinks, your wealth grows.
Buying a home isn't just about where you live, it's where your future begins.
If you're feeling stuck and not sure where to start, let's take an honest look at your situation and help you come up with a plan.
Reach out to the Norman Home Team for a free no-obligation conversation. Call or text 707-799-3617. Allison and Stephanie Norman are realtors at Keller Williams Realty Wine Country and hosts of the Real Estate Hour on KSRO. DRE license number 0172-0334 and 0220-9237.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Some early morning clouds will eventually give way to generally sunny skies this afternoon with daytime highs in the mid to low 60s. In the evening, we can look to relatively clear skies to leave us with overnight lows in the mid to low 40s. Temps are expected in the mid to low 60s through the weekend. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
Thank you. In the Chaos Arto Kitchen, I'm Steve Garner along with Emily Ash Lamb, and special guest today is Monica Currier-Hazala from Levant Restaurant in Petaluma. And the coolest thing about her, besides the jewelry, which is so fabulous.
Well, I got to say, there may need to be a side project here.
Boy, really. Yeah. The jewelry you wear is from Palestine and Jordan and those
yes.
areas?
Yes. It's just gorgeous. It's embroidered. It's called Tetris. And it's just very traditional. Mm-hmm. Different villages have different patterns. Mm. So those that are very well versed in the art of Tetris, the embroidery, can tell exactly where someone is from based on the patterns.
And what about the bracelet?
Same thing.
Same type of material.
Exactly.
From the same village or area.
Yes.
And the earrings? Well, your headphones are covered.
Right, but it is the same. It's a set. Uh-huh.
Steve's interested in the earrings.
Well, I can loan them to you.
No, it is absolutely beautiful.
Are they clip-on or are they...
No, I'd have to pierce your ears.
We've gone astray. It's gorgeous stuff, though. I really
Thank you
will
so
say.
Much.
I think if you had it near your counter, you'd probably sell a lot of it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Emily, she's in marketing.
Yes, sorry.
I love that.
That's actually a really good idea.
Who doesn't want to eat and shop, right?
Right, absolutely.
So, Monica, have you had a chance to visit the Eastern Mediterranean countries?
I've been to Jordan and to Palestine.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you've heard the language, you've experienced the culture firsthand.
Yes.
I mean, obviously through your husband vicariously, right. But to be there is exciting.
It's amazing.
So food and wine, beer, do you have a full wine and beer?
So we have a beer and wine liquor license. Mm-hmm. Yes, we also have sake-based cocktails.
I saw that. Quite a few sake-based cocktails. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our wine list features local Sonoma wines as well as Lebanese wines, and we have a few from Bethlehem.
Very cool. And really nice little list of mocktails, too.
Yes, we do have mocktails. We have a few beers. We have a Lebanese Pilsner in a bottle, and then we have Hazy IPA and Hen House.
Nice.
I mean, Hen House, Hazy IPA, pardon me, and Scrimshaw Pilsner on tap.
Oh, how fabulous. Do you have a traditional style music playing in the background?
We do.
Important to me.
Yes.
I don't want to have Muzak in the background.
No, we have a great playlist that we use, Arabic music.
Oh,
we have... wonderful Turkish coffee for after dinner to go with our great dessert.
I saw some good mention of that on Yelp, too.
Nice Mediterranean teas as well.
Yeah.
Turkish coffee. Oh.
Yeah.
I know Mrs. Garner is listening to that part.
Okay. I sense a date night coming.
What about desserts? Now, you didn't bring desserts.
I didn't bring desserts because they don't travel that well.
What are the desserts?
So we have four on our menu. We have baklava, which we serve heated ice cream sundae style. So we warm it, crumble it at the bottom of a glass, top it with vanilla ice cream, chocolate syrup, and chopped pistachios. Mm-hmm. We also have halawa, also known as halva, so a sweet tahini pistachio dessert. We do that ice cream sundae style as well with vanilla ice cream. A sweet tahini sauce, chocolate syrup, and toasted pistachios. Mm-hmm. Then our two lesser known desserts are called kanafe and kataif.
I love it. I ate that in Greece quite a lot.
The kanafe? It's so good, yes.
And describe it.
Okay, so the kanafe is shredded phyllo dough at the bottom of a pan. It gets a layer of mild white cheese, a mix of like a farmer's cheese.
Yeah.
Another layer of the shredded phyllo dough, and then we bake it, so it's nicely, it's got a great crispy texture. And as soon as it comes out of the oven, we drizzle it with a simple syrup and add some chopped almonds on there. Not almonds, pardon me, pistachios. Yes. So that's served warm. It wouldn't have traveled very well.
No.
So you'll have to come in and eat it in person.
Yeah.
We also have kataif, and kataif is a very traditional dessert in especially during the month of Ramadan. It's almost like a stuffed pancake. Mm-hmm. So if you imagine a pancake batter made with semolina, it is a little bit thicker than a traditional pancake. So we cook it on one side, and prior to flipping, we fill it with candy caramelized walnuts. Not too much that would affect your allergies, I think. We fold it over, and so it's like a half circle. We finish it off in the oven. When it comes out, we dip it into a simple syrup. We sprinkle it with powdered sugar and then top it with more candy caramelized walnuts. Whew. And that one is delicious.
Sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah. The only filling we use at the restaurant is walnuts, but it's also stuffed with various other things, you know, when the home cook makes it.
Okay. What other one? Well, that's pretty much the nuts that you use are walnuts, but you could use almonds, I guess.
You can use almonds, sure. Pistachios. There's also a cream that gets put in it sometimes.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. So the sweet tooth will be fulfilled when you go to Levant.
It will be. And the kataif is vegan.
Oh, nice.
So that one is vegan. And the halva or halawa, that one is gluten-free. So we have options for various...
The halva, yes, that would be gluten-free.
Yes.
That's sesame.
Correct.
Right. Mm-hmm. And but the kanafi, that's a wheat-based.
That's wheat-based. Yeah. Correct.
So the gluten-free are... You're out of luck for that
one. We still have something for the gluten-free.
That's right.
Yeah.
No one's overlooked.
No, we try to be very inclusive.
So we're going
to
take a quick break, and then why don't we start our tasting after this break?
Please.
Okay. Please. Monica Courier Azala is with us. She and her husband Art, along with some local partners in Petaluma, own Levant in Petaluma. If you've been to Frica, the restaurant in San Francisco, it is also an Eastern Mediterranean-style restaurant, and you can enjoy their food there. You're open 7. What are your days?
So we're closed on Mondays. So Levant and Frique are both closed Monday. Levant is open from 4 to 9, Tuesday through Sunday evenings.
Fabulous. Back after this.
Celebrate New Year's Eve in style at the Bayview Restaurant at the Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay. December 31st, enjoy a four-course dinner with Kate McMurray. Kate is bringing wines from her dad's McMurray Ranch and from Jay Winery and Vineyards. With deep roots in the Russian River Valley, this collection of Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, and Pinot Gris wines reflects these extraordinary cool climate vineyards. Kate has wonderful stories to tell about McMurray Ranch, which has been dedicated to agriculture for over 150 years. She'll bring to life the legend of the ranch and the incredible Pinot Noir grapes it produces. You'll get to taste that Pinot with a beautiful roasted filet of beef with lobster, just one of four courses. All wines featured on this special evening originate in the Russian River Valley terroir, including the sparkling cuvée Toast at Midnight. Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Inn at the Tides with dinner and dancing. The Inn at the Tides in picturesque Bodega Bay. InnAtTheTides.com.
Thanks to benefactors like Freeman Toyota, Redon Sonoma has grown from 7 participating schools last year to 12 schools this year. The number of students being served has more than doubled. 85% of Redon Sonoma students met their goal in the last school year, up from 43% just 2 years ago. Most importantly, average reading comprehension on quizzes is 91%. Freeman Toyota's commitment to these children's future is making all the difference. Designed as a fun and rewarding game, Redon Sonoma motivate students to improve their comprehension and reading habits. Reading is essential for success in school and life. Listen to this. The average fourth grader's reading level has increased by 3.5 grades since the 21-22 school year. These Read on Sonoma students reach the program's goal of reading at grade level by the time they finish fourth grade. Learn more about Freeman Toyota's dedication to educating all our children at readonsonoma.org.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com. Lenovo.
Hi, John here, owner of Valhalla Hi-Fi in Santa Rosa. Music isn't just something you hear, it's something you feel. At Valhalla Hi-Fi, we bring you world-class sound systems designed to reveal every detail, every emotion, every note, just as the artist intended. Step into our listening room on 4th Street and experience music on a whole new level. You'll feel as if the artists are performing just for you.
Valhalla Hi-Fi, where hearing is believing. More at valhallahifi.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
We're tasting some great food from the Middle East, but we don't have to go that far. We just need to go to Petaluma, California, where Levant Restaurant is opened about 5.5 months ago. I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb, celebrating our 38th year on the air, America's longest running radio food show. And whenever we get a chance to try Middle Eastern food, we take advantage of it. Thank you for assembling this beautiful plate of food for us this morning.
Thank you.
Why don't you guide us through the plate? Where should we start?
Well, let's start with the cold meze. So we have a sampling of three of our most popular dips. We have hummus.
Let me hold them up to the microphone.
Yeah, I can see it now.
Hummus, baba ganoush, and muhammara.
So the baba ganoush is in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we have the...
The hummus.
The hummus, which is wonderfully creamy and delicious.
I was just saying that I think this is one of those things that you think you've had hummus because you see it at Trader Joe's and you can buy it in bulk. And not that any of that is terrible or anything, but this is like, it's a whole other level.
Experience.
It's a different experience. It's really so delicious and fresh and herbaceous and all the good things. And
thank you so much.
And then this one is the...
And that one is the muhammara. So that is a roasted red pepper walnut dip. And it's a little bit sweet from pomegranate molasses.
Oh, that's where the sweetness.
And a little bit spicy from a hot sauce called shatta.
Hmm.
But not to the point of degree where...
Right.
No. No, not at all. It's very subtle.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Really beautiful.
And is this a... pickle of some type?
It is a pickle of some type.
What is this pickle of some type?
Well, it originates from the cucumber.
I do know that much.
But yeah, the pickles flavored with dill and thyme.
Oh, that's really good. Do you make these in the restaurant or you buy them?
We buy those. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to get to making
and
them.
And is this?
And that is a pickled turnip.
Turnip,
and it gets its vibrant pink color from being pickled with beets.
Beet juice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, so those are served on the side of all of our Levant bites. You can also order a bowl of mixed pickles with olives, green and
those
kalamata.
Are really good.
Yeah.
Really good. And I love, can we move on to, no, there's more. We haven't talked about baba ganoush yet.
Talk about baba ganoush.
Absolutely. So baba ganoush is an eggplant dip. It's smoked eggplants mixed with tahini, garlic, a little bit of lemon, and a hint of cumin.
I love this one. It's really smoky. Mm-hmm. You really get the smoky, which is so tasty. Yeah.
And I know we don't have really authentic kitchen facilities here. We have a microwave. That's what it is. But the one of the dishes, mansaf.
Mansaf, yes.
That's a really traditional dish, isn't it?
It is very traditional, absolutely. It's considered the national dish of Jordan.
Oh, it's spiced lamb.
It's spiced lamb in an aged yogurt sauce. The aged yogurt sauce is called jameed, and it goes back to Bedouin days. I actually wrote a term paper on mansaf years ago in a Middle Eastern periphery college class I took, trying to get acclimated with the culture more.
My gosh, we're sitting among a mansaf expert, Emily.
Quite a lot of studies
you don't
you've
run
done.
Into mansaf experts in Sonoma County.
I don't think I ever have. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yes,
a college paper on mansaf.
I did. So the yogurt's very interesting. So they would take the milk and dry it, and it comes. It's the jameed is actually like a hard rock. When my husband first brought me some from Jordan when he went to go visit, he came home and it looks like a rock of chalk or something like that. And I said, what is this? Yeah. And he's like, this is how you're going to make mansaf. I said, oh, really?
Yeah,
like,
wow.
I couldn't fathom it. But you can almost grate it like using a cheese grater.
Oh, interesting.
And then reconstitute it with water. And then it becomes this very tangy yogurt sauce.
Mm-hmm. Never had anything like that, but I will.
Yep.
You'll have to come and try it.
Okay, so that I put a big star by that. So I'll have that. Oh, and you do have seafood. You have sea bass and salmon.
Mm-hmm. That dish is called sayadilla, and it's sea bass and salmon cooked in a tomatoey tomato onion broth in saffron rice.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And I noticed a gluten-free dish, magluba.
Magluba, yes. Yeah. And the other two can be gluten-free as well. But the magluba is probably our best-selling item there under From Tata's Kitchen. Those are our house specialties. The magluba is delicious. It's roasted cauliflower, eggplant, and potatoes in a really well-seasoned basmati rice topped with grilled tomatoes and toasted almonds. Mm. It can be vegetarian, which is vegan as well, with chicken or with lamb, and then we serve it with tzatziki sauce. Mm. We have a vegan tzatziki available as well.
Oh, and that's really unusual.
Yeah, using cashew-based yogurt.
Oh, cashew-based, cool.
And then a chopped salad.
Nice. Amazing. It sounds great.
Why aren't you open for lunch?
Well, so I think our goal is to open for brunch first on weekends. Hmm. Staffing... You know,
I understand. Is it like maybe Saturday, Sunday brunch or something?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that would be really exciting.
Yeah, we'd like to get there. We recently opened Free K for brunches, and that's doing well. So
good.
Yeah.
Okay. We have more to taste. We have one break, and then we'll come back and finish the plate of food. That sound okay?
It sounds good to me.
Back after this.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
Have you heard about More Home Services, More Rewards membership program? It's an easy and inexpensive way to make sure your plumbing, heating, and cooling systems are always operating at peak performance. For starters, we perform two precision tune-ups per year, one for your AC and one for your furnace, plus an annual safety inspection for your plumbing system. Then, if you ever need repairs, you get front-of-the-line priority service and an automatic 15% off plumbing repairs and 25% off heating and cooling repairs. All of this is less than $20 a month. And here's the best part. 100% of your membership fees are applied to any future whole system replacement. More Rewards is an easy and inexpensive way to make sure your plumbing, heating, and cooling systems are always operating at peak levels. For more information or to join, call More Home Services at 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
It takes courage to farm and ranch through agriculture's ups and downs. With American Ag Credit, you're not alone. We've been there for more than 100 years, and we'll continue to be there for what's ahead. We're built for you and for farmers like Travis Coder of Coder Farms.
Agriculture has a lot of really radical swings, and when somebody will sit there and stare you in the eye and doesn't blink when you're in the tank and doesn't blink when you're on top of a mountain for 20 years, what else can you ask for?
American Ag Credit. Your future grows here. Visit agloan.com for more.
The Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory guides you to a better, more connected life. Because in Sonoma County, we believe in supporting each other every step of the way. Embrace the resources available to you. Don't let aging or disability limit your possibilities. Visit agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org and discover a world of support and opportunities. The 2025 Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory is now available. Go to agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org, powered by Ungaro and Sons.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
We're inviting you to partake in the wonderful Mediterranean-style food of Levant Restaurant in Petaluma. It just opened this summer and has gotten just great reviews, and rightfully so. Monica Currier-Azala is with us. She and her husband, Art, founded the restaurant along with some local partners in Petaluma. And it's similar to Frica, the restaurant that they own in San Francisco. And you opened it, of course, Frica, at the perfect time.
At the perfect time, yes.
2021. When it was so easy to open a new restaurant, wasn't
Absolutely. It was very easy. You know, spacing tables 6 feet apart during the end
masking
of COVID.
Masking up.
And you were out there on the sidewalk trying to pass out samples to people.
Yes, to get people to come in.
Try it.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
And it worked.
And it worked.
It did work. It did. It took a lot of effort, you know, a lot of patience.
Yeah.
Coming to Petaluma, being at Levant under completely different circumstances is like night and day.
Yeah. It's got to be much easier. Yeah.
God, that's so exciting that you've come to Petaluma because Art knew someone in Petaluma. Is that what you had said?
Yes, exactly. That's his very good friend, his partner, Issa Masalam, lives in Petaluma with his wife. And they
said, you should open up here.
Yes, yes. They said, bring the food to Petaluma.
That's actually the same way that John Ash and Company started with my dad and mom. They had friends up here.
Oh, that's right.
And they said, hey, you should come on up. There's not that much going on up
here.
Because
John was living in San Francisco.
Because he was living in San Francisco, where he and my mom met. And they had had me, but not my brother yet. And their good friends had moved from San Francisco to here, and very similar things.
Oh,
so,
I love that.
Yep. And it was another two couples, just
that's
same
wonderful.
Thing.
Yep.
That similar trajectory, isn't
very
it?
Very similar, yeah.
Very cool.
That's wild. So I noticed that you don't really have too many fried foods on there. The fries are fried.
The fries are fried. Yeah.
And some cheese.
We have,
the halloumi,
we have halloumi
cheese. Mm-hmm. Describe that for those that don't know halloumi. They need to discover it.
They need to try it. So halloumi is a salty cheese, a salty white cheese. We cut it in cubes and then, throw it in the fryer, and it's just delicious. Oh. It's very delicious.
Okay. Is that the only... Do you have other cheeses on the menu?
We do. We also have grilled Nabulsi. So
what's
the
that?
Nabulsi is another salty white cheese, brined as well. Mm. So that one is sliced thinly in squares, and we toast small squares of lavash bread that we put it on.
Mm-hmm. I'm liking that.
Yeah, there's a lot
so it's open-faced grilled cheese.
And, of course, we have the traditional shish kebab.
Yes, we have several different grilled meats in our mashawi section of the menu. So they're all served off skewers, so very shareable cubed meat. We have shish tawuk, which is grilled chicken. We have shish kebab. We have salmon. We have kofta, which is ground beef and lamb with really nice spices. And we also offer that with impossible meat for vegans and vegetarians.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. We just tried the chicken shawarma. Did you try your chicken shawarma?
I sure did. That was really good. Yeah. And I
love...
Can you tell me more about the sauce that came... Or the...
It is a dipping sauce.
A dipping sauce.
So it's in the sandwich as well. It's in the Levant bite. So we've got marinated grilled chicken, the chicken shawarma, along with muthawwama, similar to toum, which has gotten a lot of popularity. Mm-hmm. So the muthawwama is made with garlic, fresh garlic, lemon, salt, olive oil, and then we whip it with egg whites, which is what gives it that texture.
Interesting. Yeah. It is.
Kind
it's
of like the
texture.
Fluffiness, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. It makes it thicker and more easier to get on your shawarma.
Well, you're a fabulous tour guide.
Why, thank you.
Really, I feel, don't you feel like you've already been to this part of the
world? I feel like I've traveled and I've come back more full.
Wonderful.
So, address again, please.
140
Second Street.
I just had a blank for
you
a
could
minute.
Go to a movie and
yes.
then just hop right across
it's
the street.
It's right around
It'd
the corner from
really
the movie
great
theater.
Date night, yeah.
Definitely. We have a lot of people that do that as well. They come and then they go see the movie.
And you have a website? We can look at some of the food online?
You know, our website is still under wraps, but you can find us on Yelp very easily with lots of pictures. You can make online reservations. There's a link to order takeout.
And a lot of great reviews on there, too.
Yes, yes.
Okay, open 4 to 9, closed on Monday.
Correct.
And brunch, coming
soon. Hoping to come soon.
I'm loving it.
Yes.
Are you loving it?
I loved it. I can't wait to come try more.
Well, thank you for opening and coming to Petaluma. And I know you've got a day job also.
I do.
You're a teacher.
I'm a third grade teacher, oh, yes. I have 28 darlings.
It must be the Turkish coffee keeping you going, because that's a lot to do.
Wow, what a great comment,
I'm
Emily.
I'm incredibly impressed.
Thank you so much.
And there's things for kids on the menu, too. You talk about third graders. They're always oftentimes picky, but sometimes.
We have a kids menu, actually. Do? We do. We have kids grilled chicken with rice. We have the kofta for kids. We have a cheesy flatbread pizza. We have good old-fashioned chicken tenders with french fries, ranch, and ketchup.
Okay. Nice.
And then sliders.
You've got beef sliders covered
for the kids.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love
well,
it.
Well, you've covered all the bases. And thank you for being such, again, thanks for such an approachable, open tour guide to introduce our listeners to us. And really, to me, I thought I knew a lot about this food, but I didn't know much about it.
I'm sure you know more than you're saying.
But I do know it's delicious, so thank you. We'll be seeing you soon.
Thank you so much for having
me.
This has really been
next
special.
Next week, one of the best bakeries in the country will be with us, Quail and Condor.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best New York Times said in the country.
Good stuff.
And Sonoma County News Talk.
K245DJ Petaluma. K278CD KSRO Santa Rosa.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Russia and Ukraine are closer than ever to a peace deal, says the U.S. ambassador to NATO, Matthew Whitaker, speaking today at a forum in Doha, as U.S. negotiators began a third day of meeting in Miami.